Jeff, I'm going to mess your last name up because even though you told me, Titek?
T-Tech.
T-Tech. I got T-Tech. All right, we're good. All right, so I've got your name now, and that's a good part of this. So I entered the show with this conversation around how do we figure out how to pick our financial advisors.
Yes.
And, you know, how, do you mind if I ask you how old are you?
I am 29.
29. All right, so I'm 33. We're in that same kind of ballpark where you start to make a little bit of money. Any of your, well, I'm not making any money. Hopefully you're making some money. And a bunch of our kind of peers and friends, whatever you want to call it, start fishing out of the woodwork about how they've started their Edward Jones and they've got their Northwestern Mutual and they're ringing me nonstop to handle my money. I don't know anything about them. I don't know where to pick. I don't know how to pick. I don't know anything. So I guess when I kind of brought you in here is first we're going to learn a little bit about what Wealth Zoo is, which you founded. Mm-hmm. But you know quite a bit about how to find the right financial advisors, which is why you launched Wealth Zoo. So tell us about Wealth Zoo.
Yeah. So the reason I founded Wealth Zoo is I had this conversation with so many people. They're like, Jeff, I have X amount of dollars to invest. I have no idea where to begin. Well, luckily Wealth Zoo is going to be a trusted third party intermediary that's going to better connect clients or potential clients with financial advisors. So that way they'll have the utmost confidence in terms of who's handling their assets before they ever even meet with that particular advisor.
So how do you wrangle? So like I have like two questions here, and I look at all of these apps and platforms as sort of a two-sided marketplace because you've got the vested interest in the financial advisors, obviously, for wanting to be on it, because if you build this network, you're going to get a lot of folks that are seeking financial advising, right? And so it's like, you know, obvious marriage. And then you've got guys like me who go on there who are naturally somewhat skeptical. And they're like, oh, you know, I want to make sure that this guy doesn't blow through my money. So I also, you know, have this like certain thing. How do you make sure that I'm protected as the person who wants my money handled by the right people, and that you don't have like a bunch of rando dudes on there just trying to, you know, snake around?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, Scott. You know, one of the things that we're going to be implementing is a pre-screening process. Ultimately, you know, establishing a level of credibility is going to be very important with this company. So we're going to check for the advisor's disciplinary record. We're going to make sure that they're going to be, you know, fee-only or fee-based advisors. Reason why that's important is because an advisor who charges a fee for their services will be getting paid the same no matter what they recommend. Yep. So those are going to be advisors who are going to have the client's best interest at heart and are acting as fiduciaries.
That's a funny thing you mentioned that because, you know, again, I feel like with our audience on WGN Radio right now, they're probably a little bit older than you and I. And so they've been through this race before. For those who are younger, who are listening to us on their Alexa, I hope right now, or in traffic on the way to the lake house, I think that they're less so familiar with the process. And so like for me, you mentioned fee-based. I never thought of that before. Mm-hmm. And it's something where I would naturally, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, what's your incentive here? I don't think a lot of us younger folks know what to look for. Like, I don't think we would even know that.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you bring that up because I actually just got done filming yesterday my first bit of video content for this website.
Video content.
And the title of the content was, you know, five things to look for in a financial advisor. And those were just two of the things I highlighted because to a good extent, you know, one of the reasons why I think a lot of people don't have full confidence in who they work with is, you know, a lack of knowledge to an extent within the marketplace. So we're going to make sure that we can give consumers, you know, arm them with enough education to make a well-informed decision, to give them more confidence in who they work with.
Out of sheer curiosity, what are the other three?
Out of the other three that I did. So one of them was, the first one was to check for the disciplinary record, which of course I'll be doing. Number two was fee only or fee-based advisors. Number three was letters after the advisor's name, because these are going to be designations or advanced degrees that symbol they're much more adept. Yep. And number four was going to be, you know, be cognizant of fees. You want to make sure you're getting a good value for the services provided. And number five was going to be that you want to make sure to own liquid, transparent investments in your account. And one way to do that is to check for a ticker symbol on your investments.
Very cool. Yeah, it's actually funny. I never, you know, I guess you can tell here that every time these guys call me and ask for me to go to lunch, I don't take it because I don't know any of these things. And so I want to ask you a question here, and this is, you know, I don't know if you've thought that, you know, you're just launching it, so you're not obviously thinking like what's the next generation of this thing. Like, we're just trying to get this first thing off the ground. But the follow-up question I would have for you is, when you deal with millennials in particular, we have this sort of some people argue that it's because of the recession and the crash. We kind of watched it like, ooh, I don't trust. It's like a natural distrust. But I actually think that it's really not that. It's like, because we're pretty resilient. Like, usually we're just like, oh, roll with the punches. But like, I think the part that we differ from every generation before is we like to be hands-on and do it ourselves. We like to learn it and get dirty with it. And so I think about finances and I wonder, like me personally, I talk to a lot of founders and startups like yourself. So for me, if I was investing, I'm not going to put, you know, maybe the base savings I'll put in some sort of fund, but I would rather invest one-off in companies that come my way. how do you view like a V2 of this for like the mains? Like, I guess my question here is a really poorly worded one, but how do you get, who is your primary candidate customer? Who's that one person who's like 70% hits all your points?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. So anyone with investable assets would be a great person to be on this website. And, you know, people who are more, you know, older, maybe like mid 40s or so, maybe a little bit later.
Older, mid 40s. Easy. Well, buddy, no,
sorry.
I'm like Scott. 6 years, 7 years away from that. Early 40s.
It's older, what? Older than us. Let's not get
okay.
Right,
let's
now.
Go with that. Yeah. They're on the, listen, they still got a lot of lead in their pencil. It's
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, basically, you know, it would be someone with it who's had more time to accumulate assets. So people who would be interested in working with the financial advisor and may not necessarily know where to go to find the right financial advisor to work with, that'd be a great candidate for this website.
Cool. All right. So when does this whole thing launch officially?
Sure. So we are currently targeting late July. Hopefully I get up and running by July 31st.
And you've got wealthzoo.com, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, yes. Which is a great domain that should drive a lot of traffic. One suggestion, I think I already saw it on your Facebook page. So I want you to kind of direct people to where to go to learn more about this before the launch. But also, as a person who's dealt with a lot of startups, I'm just going to give you free advice. If you're pre-launch and you have the opportunity to drive some of these folks to your web, to your Facebook page to start conversations, I think the best way to launch WealthZoo is to have all of you listeners right now to go to, is it the Facebook page, is it Facebook dash?
Yeah, facebook.com/WealthZoo. Yes.
/WealthZoo. And write some comments. Share some information.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank
awesome.
You, Scott.
Jeff,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Of course.